Hi everyone, this is a new show called The Prediction Show that we're starting this season. I'm your host Chloe Bloxham and I'm joined by Harrison Warden, Josh Sexton and Ian Ryan. So just made a few predictions about this season basically, and then at the end of the season we'll revisit them and laugh at Harrison, who's probably got all of them wrong.
Yeah. How's Josh laughing at that? That's the worst bloody brain ever.
So following that then, Harrison, we'll go to you first on your top four, which I think everyone in this room has similar top fours. But I'll ask you to order them now, because I've got them in a spreadsheet next to me and I'm not sure if you're back in Liverpool, but as I read, I think you would.
Yeah, obviously, I think we're going to smoke the lead this year. I have Liverpool first, City second, Chelsea third and United fourth. I think United being fourth, I see the hype about them in the league. I just can't see it one bit. I think the goalkeeper Henderson or De Gea are both not good enough. Wan-Bissaka not good enough. And then I think there's a CDM missing as well. And Declan Rice, I think they brought him in. I don't think he's good enough either. I think if they had Alisson, Trent and Fabinho instead of them three, he'd be like, fair enough, I'd go for them to challenge at least. But I don't think they'll be anywhere near. I think they might be around it up till February. But yeah, I can't see them being anywhere near it. I think Chelsea, I think like Neil likes to say, don't he, where Chelsea haven't really proved that they can go and win 10, 12, 13 games in the spin, whereas Liverpool and City both have in previous years. So I think Chelsea, if they sign someone like Lukaku, like the talks of, I think then maybe you'd put them in a round. But even then, I don't think they'll be within 9 points of Liverpool and City. And then, yeah, I think between those and City, I think we're big Virg back. I think the best centre-half ever, by the way, in back. I think we're going to be too solid. And I think this year we've got a lot to prove with fans being back on that. And hopefully another sign or two. But yeah, I have us to absolutely smash the lead this year.
Yeah, and Josh, I find it quite interesting the fact that no one's picked Leicester. Well, there's a few. I think there's John and Harriet who's picked Leicester, but there's no one in this room that's picked Leicester for top four. And, you know, after the investments that they made, you know, the fact that they actually did have a good season, they've had a good couple of seasons and they've just not quite made it. Do you not think that experience from those two seasons will make them push on to get the top four this next season?
It's always a bit hard to back Leicester, I think, like particularly with the way that the last few seasons have gone for them, because they've been, I think they've been the team who've like occupied the top four most over like the last two seasons at least, haven't they? And then they always just seem to fall out of it at the last minute. I just think those other teams have got a bit too much firepower now. I think there was a few seasons there where like Chelsea and United in particular were sort of in and out of the top four. There was bits here and there with managers and players and things like that, but this season I think they've both got, you know, consistent managers now. Tuchel's obviously just won the Champions League, Solskjaer's been there for a few years now, they've got players who've sort of bought into their like individual projects. And then as Harrison says, there's been a few transfers there, like I know Lukaku's on the horizon, yeah, for Chelsea if not already, and Varane and Sancho at United already. So I just think that's a bit too much for a team like Leicester to be competing with, because I can't remember who Leicester actually signed this summer. Is it that
it's Daka,
isn't it? Yeah. Like, I think he can be a good player, particularly in a few years' time. I think he's one of those who feels so much like a Leicester project, but ultimately it is only a project, and I can't see this being a season where everyone is so much stronger that Leicester can break into that top four.